It's here and now. People in parts of Oklahoma are assessing damage today after a series of dangerous tornadoes. One person was killed and several were injured. More than 75,000 people across the state are without power, and at least 10 public schools are closed. The first of several tornadoes was spotted near Tulsa. Another touched down in the Oklahoma City suburb of Moore. Moore is where we find Gary McManus, the state climatologist at the Oklahoma Climatological Survey. Gary, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
And I understand you're home from work today, taking care of your kids because school there is closed because of the tornado. How much damage is there in Moore?
Well, in a certain area over in Central Moore, there's considerable damage, including damage to Southgate Elementary School. The roof was torn off and damage was done to that neighborhood. So that school is closed. And so the school administration in Moore decided to close schools today across the district so that they could assess the damage, drive the neighborhoods, make sure no damage was done to those schools or those families' homes.
And thankfully, there were no fatalities in Moore this time around. We, of course, remember that back in 2013, a tornado there killed 24 people. Moore was also hit in 2003 by a serious tornado and back in 1999 by an EF5 tornado. Is there something about the topography of Moore that makes it a prime target for tornadoes as severe weather rolls through Oklahoma?
Well, as a resident here, I'm kind of wondering that. Now, scientifically, we can't speak to anything certainly or in certainty, but right now we just chalk it up to bad luck. But that's not to say that there's nothing scientifically that can be proven later. That's very interesting, though.
Well, I grew up in central Illinois in a city that usually the tornadoes tended to skirt around, and everybody said that was because we were in a ditch and that the tornadoes would either bounce over us or go around. And is that true? Does that happen?
No, that's very, there are all sorts of those types of myths around the country, from everything from mountains to rivers to even Indian burial grounds, protecting certain areas, places in valleys. A tornado that struck Moore in 2013 traveled over a river. So all of those things just end up making people way too complacent about their danger. So it's very important to realize that tornadoes can go over just about any terrain. Mountains, rivers, they don't care what they're going over. They just care that they're on the ground and destroying things.
Ironically, yesterday's tornado comes on the anniversary of a historic tornado in 1948. And people are saying that it was the tornado that had the first tornado warning. Tell us about that tornado.
More of a tornado forecast. 5 days previous to that, on March 20th, 1948, a tornado went through Tinker Air Force Base in central Oklahoma and did significant damage, destroyed a lot of planes, not a lot of structures, but a lot of planes were out on the runways. And so the Air Force said, we need to be able to protect not only our personnel, but also our infrastructure and things like that. So they set out to try and develop this system to forecast tornadoes. And what they had at the time, of course, were previous atmospheric conditions during other tornadic outbreaks. And that's what Fawbush and Miller, the military personnel, did at the time, was they started to study all those previous conditions and could they, look at the conditions in the current time and say, well, this might be a prime opportunity to issue a tornado forecast. Now, it just happens that 5 days later, they saw the same types of conditions start to develop, and then they said there could be severe thunderstorms or strong thunderstorms later that evening.
Well, and of course, now we use radar and satellite data to help us figure out if there's going to be a tornado. But how important was that very first tornado forecast in predicting future tornadoes?
Well, I got the ball rolling. It's very odd. Previous to that, at least for decades and decades, the word tornado was banned. Because it was thought to be, like a screaming fire in a theater. So, previous to that, just a few years, they finally decided after the tri-state tornado in the 20s and other big tornadic outbreaks that we don't need to be scared of the word tornado. We need to be scared of tornadoes. So the fact that Fawbush and Miller were successful in actually predicting the conditions for this tornado to strike, I think part of it was actually luck because, even today forecasting tornadoes has a little bit of luck to it, but it really got the science rolling on, let's really start to look at this now, let's start to try and advance the science. And that's really, you know, what it takes to have some sort of scientific advancement is the effort, but it's also just a little bit of luck involved.
That's Gary McManus, the state climatologist at the Oklahoma Climatological Survey, joining us from his home in Moore. He's there with his kids because they're out of school today because of the tornado that struck Moore yesterday. Gary, thanks so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure.